Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi guys, how are you? How are you doing? I don't know what part of the world you are, but good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. If you're driving in your car, drive safe, but thank you for tuning in into Glam with Grace. This is Jumi speaking, the creator of Glam Naturally Oil, and I am sending love to you. And today is actually quite exciting because I've not gotten to speak about our we're under the episode Let's Talk Hair, but I've had two bonuses because of the events that I had to plan in the past 2 months, the West Palm Beach, Florida, and the UK event. So I am finally recovered and I am catching up with everything, because as you know, running a business by yourself, with the help of your family, it's sometimes not the easiest. And then if you're traveling around the country and the world just to put your name and your business out there, it takes time and a lot of, effort and a lot of getting to relax after all that. So basically, that's what I've been going through in the past 2 months. And so my podcast has not been regular. So I do apologize for that. So today, I didn't get to talk to you about my big chop. I'm sure I spoke about my big chop story in the beginning of this podcast, but it actually was a year old. My big chop was a year old, August 11th of 2019. So it became exactly a year on that day. And I have been wanting to do a podcast, to share what I have learned about my hair and my hair growth and, how to take care and look after my hair properly. So first, my hair texture is 4C hair. So I do have kinky, and the kinkiest of hair. It gets really dry if you do nothing to it. So that's, my hair is a 4C texture. And normally, transitioned in 2012 when I had my first daughter, I basically didn't really wear my hair out naturally. I only wore my hair out like maybe once every, practically, I'll say maybe 3 times a year, because I just love to do protective hairstyling and I used to cover up my natural hair a lot. So I really didn't get to know my natural, to really care for my natural hair like I should, compared to now that all I am wearing is just my natural hair. So I have learned a lot and I'm going to be sharing it with you guys. But before I do, I'm sure you're wondering what the word of today is. Well, I'm going to share with you, and this actually touched my soul, and I'm sure it will bless you as well. So it says, how to experience God's peace. When you are at peace in whatever you're doing, even in whatever decisions you're making, it just gives you that peace. I don't know, but then when it's a divine peace, it's just a different ballgame entirely. So how do you get to that level where you can experience that peace, that nothing really faces you, that even when the trials and tribulations of the world comes, and they will always come, there's always going to be a storm. How do you get to that level where you do not allow it to really affect you that much, and you just experience that peace? The book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 6-7 says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything, then you will experience God's peace. In life, it could be in your marriage, in your career, in your business, it could be in the ministry, it could be anywhere, even with your children, the enemy will try always to start something, right? But then when we can get to that level where we could just leave it all to God and not just be bothered. I was talking and teaching this in church about 3 weeks ago, like, to get to that level where you're just not fazed, honestly. You're just like, okay, I'm just going to leave this to God, because at the end of the day, men cannot help us. Men cannot help you. Men cannot help me. No man can help you to get to that level except from God. And the answer and the key to this is prayer, to be able to just get to that level where you just leave it to Him and pray and just connect Him with you every day in everything that you do. So I do pray that we will definitely get to that level where we experience that peace, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be talking about what I have experienced, what I can tell you, or what I've learned what I've learned about my natural hair in the past year. So after I bicked up, I decided not to do anything, just to wear my hair out just that way. Even though I had, for my postpartum illness, I did have some part of my hair that looked like it was balded, but it was just due to not too much growth due to the protective hairstyling that I used to do. So I decided to stop doing protective hairstyle just to allow my hair to grow, and it actually helped. So I told, that was the first decision I made. I told myself that, you know what, I'm actually not going to do braids. I'm not going to do anything for this 1 year period. I'm going to leave my hair alone and just let it breathe. I'm going to do nothing to my edges. I'm just going to wake up in the morning, wash my hair, and then apply my moisturizers, my oil, and go. And that was exactly what I did. And that worked for the first three months. I was able to literally wash my hair and just go get out of the shower, comb it through, and then it started growing. So after 3 months, I'm like, okay, it looks like my hair needs something extra. Because then when I used to go to work, I just didn't like how it looked. So I started using hair gels, natural hair gels, like flaxseed gels, to activate my curls so that it looked a little bit better. So that was what I did for another 6 months. So 6 months into my natural hair journey, I realized that, okay, this is not going to work. I need to start twisting out my hair. So I started doing twist out. And then, I would twist out my hair every week and go. But what I realized was, because of the nature of my hair, it has, like, depending on the season, like during the winter season, for example, which is harsher on my hair, I have to, you know, make sure that I keep it moisturized. And that was one of the reasons why I developed the cocoa shea and the mango shea butter, because I wanted something that I could use on my hair daily that would not really weigh it down, because, you know, my hair is very, 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 very kinky. It wouldn't weigh it down, but then it would make it look moisturized and not leave it dry. Because remember, when your hair is constantly dry, it's going to lead to a lot of breakage. So that was what I used to do. After I'll twist my hair on like a Sunday, for example, and then I'll wear it in that twist out for an entire week. And then all I did was the hair oil, the mango shea butter, the cocoa shea butter to just moisturize my hair. I'll do that once every 2 days, you know, just to keep it. And water, a lot of water. That's why my hair really, if you go through my personal Instagram page, Jumi Grow, or my Facebook page, and you go all the way to see how my hair has transitioned and looked, my hair literally would look really short, but it's a lot longer because I used to put a lot of water and it would make it look smaller. Anyways, that was what I did until, and then I realized that I had to, well, one thing I told myself was I was going to keep using organic ingredients on my hair to maintain my hair and to treat my hair. So I've done a lot of videos on YouTube, on Instagram as well, showing what I have been doing in the past year. And if you're interested to see, you know, in video, because sometimes when you talk, it's not the same. You want to see the video. If you're interested in seeing the video, please go on my YouTube page. You can type in Jumi Grow, which is spelled J-U, M for Mike again, I-E, and then Grow, G-R-O-W. Type that on Instagram or Facebook, or type it on YouTube, and you will see a lot of my, you know, my concoctions that I mix in my kitchen to maintain my hair. So I did a lot of deep treatment videos. I did a lot of protein treatment videos as well. I did, you know, I did quite a few videos of what I do. So I practically deep treat my hair. Okay, so I deep condition my hair once every 2 weeks, but then I deep treat my hair once every month. And I don't use any brand. I mix avocado, sometimes banana, honey, coconut oil, olive oil, the hair oil, the braid oil. I mix all that together, and then I don't apply it to my hair. I've still not applied any form of it. I do it the traditional way to straighten my hair. I use a scrunchie to straighten my hair. Or I just leave it in a plastic bag, literally, in my hair for 6 hours if I was deep treating my hair. And then I wash it off. Or sometimes I do it overnight and wash it off in the morning. And I've realized that my hair has been very, very healthy, and I've shared pictures of what it looks like now. Like every strand of my hair, just, it's important for one strand of your hair. If one strand of your hair can be healthy, you know, you focus on one strand and then the entire hair is healthy, then you have less breakage. So now that my hair is longer, I cannot just, you know, wake up and wash and go like I used to anymore. So now I am protective hairstyling
But I am taking my time. I'm still not introducing my hair to braids or any, you know, any kind of hairstyle that will cause tension right now. I'm doing my own hair. So I did post on my Instagram page my first ever protective hairstyle that I did after my big chop. And I literally just sat down on my bed. And I just Ken rolled. I think I did 3 Ken rolls on the side. And then I twisted the center of it to look like a mohawk. And a lot of people liked it on Instagram. But those are the kind of protective hairstyle I'm going to be doing for now. You know, even maybe for the next year. And just, I'm literally now I can say that I am natural because I wear it out. I am so proud of my hair. I am, you know, more comfortable in my skin actually wearing my natural hair out every day. And I'm really trying to encourage as many people as possible to do the same. And, you know, just be proud of what God gave to you. He gave you your afro for a reason because he knows you can handle it. So wear it proudly. And that's, I'm practicing basically what I'm preaching. I am doing the same thing. And I have fallen in love with my natural hair. Even the care of it is easier for me now because I've started afresh, not done braids. So I have gotten to know how to care better for my hair, how to detangle my hair better, how to, you know, condition my hair better, what products works for my hair, what doesn't, you know. So I've able to do that. I'm getting to know more about my hair because every different stage, the longer it grows, the more, you know, you have to still keep the same, you know, foundation, but things change as you go. So that's basically what it is. I am going to be protective hairstyle maybe once every 3 weeks, doing my own hair myself, of course, and just having fun with my natural, creating styles with my natural hair, you know. And I'm going to be sharing them on YouTube and Instagram as well. This is quite a short podcast. I just wanted to let you know that I have not forgotten about you or this podcast at all. No, I have just been very busy. And, well, I am not going to be having any other events until February of next year. So I am going to be using this time to come out here and just talk to you guys more. And if you have anything that you would like to share with me, a lot of you reach out to me on my Instagram page. So thank you for coming through. Leave me a review, leave me a message, whatever. If this has blessed you, please let me know as well. But I really do appreciate you for taking your time to listen to this today. And I do pray that you have such a great weekend and try to stay encouraged no matter what the world throws at you. Because you know the enemy will always try, but we cannot let him win, right? So no matter what the world throws at you, just stay encouraged and stay blessed. Thank you again and have an awesome, awesome, awesome day today. And this is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam to grace. Have a great day. Bye.